Hey.
So I feel like
brother.
I think I think 8 months into this, we should completely change the schedule because I feel like I just talked to you and I'm getting sick of it. You know, like I feel like we just don't need to talk this much. Maybe Sunday, Friday, or Sunday.
You don't like talking to me?
No, not really. And I think, you know, as time goes on, it's just going to get worse.
Well, like, you know, I've always looked up to you as like a sort of a brother.
Racist sort of uncle
like a,
type.
Like a sort of like a roguish vigilante type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bit of a ball buster.
Yeah, for sure.
Sort of a ring bearer type.
Mm-hmm. Paul bearer,
yeah. Yeah. We should... Yeah, we should do that. We should just record all the episodes we're ever going to do today.
For like the rest of... Just
could just
like,
be this one.
Yeah, this could be
we
the
We could call it quits right now.
It'd be very funny. If the news that you'll all hear, you know, it'd be very funny if we just stopped doing the show after. Like, just get that advance and then be like, ah, you know, whatever. Just not do the fucking thing at all.
Yeah, well, that would be silly. Well, guys, what's up? Did you have a good weekend, man?
No, I have a bunch of cuts in my mouth from getting elbowed in the mouth. And I cut my thumb open, making my dog some food.
And you know they have that in bags you can buy.
What?
It's called dog food.
No way. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Do you eat it?
Do you cut your dog food into smaller pieces of kibble?
Nah, we get her like a... Because
you
now
can
and then...
just buy cat food and it's already that size. If your dog's some kind of pussy or whatever, can't even eat normal food.
Shut the fuck
what,
up.
You got your dog on some fucking Nutrisystem diet?
My dog eats better than you do, dude. You understand me?
It does.
There's no doubt in my mind that that is
When'd
true.
When'd you get a dog? Or is this a secret dog you've kept
from
me?
No, it's Ashley's dog, but I've...
So why are you calling it your dog?
We've been together like 2 years. We live together. Like, it's our dog.
You've been with the dog for 2 years?
Man,
I think the dog... You just hang out and the dog's there.
I fucking...
Yeah, I've been with my couch for 6 months. We're pretty close.
Couch is an inanimate object, man.
Yeah.
Dog is dog. Dog good.
Really?
Dog
what
friend.
All has the dog said to you?
What's good, playboy? Nice play. Anyway.
Dude, speaking of dogs, I want to become a mailman. I think that could be my calling.
Dude, there's like a union job. That's pretty, like...
I want to be one of the mailmen in, like, rich neighborhoods that just have, like, the hats and they just walk around.
Yeah, like the I think those are like the they have a hierarchy like the military, and that's like the big, like, he's like the
sergeant. They've been doing it like 20 years.
Yeah, they get the...
I figured, but still, you know, those guys, I've never seen one of those guys in a rush.
No.
They'll like stop and like watch a rainbow for like 20 minutes, and then you see like a regular mailman who's in like the truck and he's doing like 120 down Main Street. Throwing, you know, letters, and he's made them into paper airplanes so they go faster and all that, you know.
I remember as a kid, like a really young kid, I thought that being a garbage guy would be sick because I thought the idea of hanging off the back of a moving truck was like I just associated it with action movies, like Jackie Chan movies.
Dude, I still like, think that. It still seems cool.
Yeah, you're right. And when you're a kid, like... At least for me, like, that was the obligatory, like, you're going to grow up to be a ditch digger. You don't do your homework or a garbage man. And then, like, I went to college like an idiot, and then I worked construction. And, dude, garbage men and ditch diggers make – guys who do, like, civil work, come on, dude.
Even if you make, like – let's say you make 12 to 14 an hour starting out as a garbage guy, you're getting, like, full benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a bad gig, but the thing is, like, to work your way up, it feels like you have to just do it for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, you can become like a driver, and that seems like a decent gig.
I feel like I would rather be the guy in the back of the truck, but I mean, I'm saying that as somebody.
But I mean, you don't start as a driver.
No, yeah, you're right, yeah. But I still think, like, whenever I see them drive, like, early in the morning and take the trash out, and I see, like, those guys just hanging out the back on the handle, just, like, they give you the big homie nod. They give you, like, a – I'm like, dude, that guy is so fucking cool. Like, that's the coolest fuck. And I'm 27 years old. I'm like, dude, I need to reevaluate, like, what I find to be cool. But, again, like, I think that's a universal thing. I've had similar conversations. I'm like, man, when you were a kid, did you think the garbage guy – and, like, before I can finish the sentence, my friend's like, yeah, he's the coolest motherfucker on the block. He gives you a big homie nod. Maybe you throw him a Capri Sun, and he just keeps on trucking. He's, like, everybody's big brother. And I'm like, dude, yeah. Like, I feel the exact same way. Let's just quit the show. Let's be garbage men.
I always used to feel that way about people who worked at funeral homes. I'm like, man, he gets to put makeup on dead people all day, and people don't even think it's weird. But, like, if I did it, you know, even once, like, as a joke.
Yeah, you know, you'd go to jail for, like, a long time.
No, like, people would make fun of me.
Oh, yeah, that too, I suppose.
You wouldn't go to jail just for putting makeup on a corpse.
How did you get the corpse is, like, the most important part of that scenario.
Maybe it's your friend.
How did you get your friend's corpse?
You didn't have to. You're just dead.
If your friend dies inexplicably next to you, and you don't call the
police... Oh, now that's on you?
And you start putting makeup on
him... What are the police going to do? The police can't do makeup at all. Yeah, 911, we need a makeup artist over here. No, they don't know their shit.
Yeah, you're right. I guess you're
Somebody's got to put makeup on your friend. Are you going to do it?
Probably. I mean, I guess so.
This is like that one Vince Staples song.
How does that go?
I think it was Blue Suede. You got a store robbery. There's three guys in there.
Mm-hmm.
One has to die, and the other two can come with you.
Right, right.
The one who has to die is in this scenario, is a dead friend. But you don't have to kill him. He's dead. You went to sleep, you know, you were just watching Pineapple Express or whatever. You wake up, old Johnny boy's dead, all right? So this is like street language, you know?
Right.
Somebody's got to put makeup on the homie. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody's like, oh, how do you – like people who are proctologists or whatever, how do you get into that line of work? Like that's like the hacky joke. But I do want to know if people who get into like mortician stuff, like is that a family thing or is it
– Dude, I remember at my college orientation there was this girl there who was like, yeah, I want to be like a coroner. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, like that's a pretty important job, you know.
Kind
of brave, you know? And she was like, yeah, it's like, because I want to be a doctor, but I don't want to, if I mess up, I don't want it to be a big deal, you know? And I was like, well.
That, like, dude, I respect having, like, that lack of self-confidence.
Like, also, like, that was literally her reason for choosing the major. If you say that, like, yeah, or, like, that's an added bonus, but if you're like, no, I really wanted to do, like, be a doctor, like a family doctor, but I just wish they were already dead, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Don't you have to go to medical school to be a coroner? I would imagine.
I think.
You still need, like a medical examiner?
Degree. Yeah, like, yeah.
It's not like you just get a bachelor's degree and then you.
I mean, that has to be the case, right? I mean. I don't know. Maybe they let the shitty doctors be. I don't know.
That doesn't make sense, though. Like, you still need to be. You still need to have full understanding of. I mean, you don't need to. I feel like you'd need a medical degree.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That makes sense.
Somebody pull it up.
Yeah. Somebody
look interns.
Was she like Here's a question. Was she like a goth type bitch?
No. just sort of like she just looked like she read books or something.
Okay.
Like not a really weird looking girl, just like maybe slightly socially awkward.
I remember,
not like, you know, not somebody where you're like, oh, that person wants to be a coroner.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a specific guy who I probably haven't met yet.
Oh, yeah.
One just because, you know, being a member of law enforcement, I do talk to a lot of coroners, but.
Yeah, that's right. You're a cop, right?
Yeah, I'm a detective like Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were more like
we're sort of like Starsky and Hutch a little bit.
Who's Hutch?
You're the dog, whichever one that was.
No, okay.
I don't know why the dog would be named Starsky.
Starsky and Hutch is two guys.
Who's it's the dog two, then?
There's no dog.
there's one old crime show where it's a guy and his dog.
Wallace and Gromit? I don't fucking know. That's the claim.
Why would it be Wallace and Gromit? I'm talking like. Why the fuck would it be Wallace and Gromit? All right, so I got two things to look up. First off, I have to prove it's not Wallace and Gromit. Man, dog, crime show.
Man, dog.
I said crime show. Crime.
Cream show. You're going to get a good one. You better be careful, brother. Man, dog, cream show? Is that what you're looking at, bud?
There's no. I didn't make this up.
You definitely, I think, did.
Why did I think that? Hudson and Rex? That doesn't sound familiar. You know what? It's not that big of a deal.
It's not important. Not important at all.
But I just know that I was right about it. That's the important thing to remember is I was correct. Well, it wasn't Bones either, if you were wondering. Fuck, it'll come to me later,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah, it's not important, man. It's not important at all.
Everyone's yelling at me today. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I'm going to keep yelling at you, man, if you don't fucking get it together. I'm tired of carrying this show, dude.
I'm tired of carrying this load.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that, motherfucker?
Medical degree. The first result was, do you need a medical degree to start a dispensary?
I guess my concern is, like, I understand if you go into the medical field and you find that that's your niche, but I don't trust anyone that's like 17 or 18 and they're like, I want to be a coroner. I want to be a medical examiner, because that person probably has like.
It depends on the state, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, could you or me be medical examiners, I guess, is, like, my question.
Well, like, the minimum it says is a bachelor's degree in some type of medicine by default for, like, anywhere.
I have a master's in philosophy. I can make it work.
Yeah. I have
being a mortician, though, like, that is not a, like, you're
I
not
have half an, assor- half an associate's degree in street knowledge, so. Being a medical examiner and a coroner, I'm not sure if that's the exact same thing.
No, I'm saying like, but I'm saying being a mortician, like, I don't think that requires a medical degree. Like, the person who, like, embalms bodies and, like, puts makeup on people and, like, dresses them up or whatever. And
no, being the, putting the makeup on doesn't require, I mean, like, the guy.
You determine cause of death and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you need one for that.
Yeah.
Now, so a coroner, is that the guy who does the makeup and stuff?
No, that's a mortician. I think coroner and medical.
I haven't died before, so I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
I guess we'll learn when we get there.
Let's get P88 on the horn.
I guess that's one of those things you just.
You'll figure it out.
There's a good chance you'll just never know about, you know?
Yeah.
Because usually it's like, oh, I'm getting a divorce. I'm going to learn more about lawyers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah. Well, I'd better learn more. Oh, I guess I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's got to be. I don't understand. I mean, maybe it pays good, but like.
Being the guy who does the makeup and stuff?
Yeah, like a mortician.
Almost certainly not.
You don't think so? I mean, dude, funeral homes are fucking rackets, dude. Dying is so goddamn expensive. Like, if you want a funeral, that's like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
I mean, if you're like an old lady who's gone to the same church her whole life, you're going to get a way better deal on your funeral.
Sure, yeah. But I'm not like a well-liked. Like, if I were to die now, sheesh, I'm fucked.
Sheesh.
Like, sheesh.
Sheesh.
Jake's like, fucked. Yeah, I'm fucked. Well, I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because you're dead, dude.
You know how like stressed you got to be financially to be like, fuck, dude, when I die, bro, fuck. Oh, fuck. How am I going to make that happen?
Yeah, the main thing I would worry about if I found out, you know, I had like, oh, you have like an hour to live. I'd be like, fuck, I got to clean my car out. I would spend the whole time I'm like, I'm gonna disinfect my, let's see, I'm gonna do the baseboards, get those clean, because I don't know if, you know, it's been a while on those. I check at the end of all the cleaning, I have like 3 minutes to live. I'm like, I'll just drink like half a Diet Coke, call it.
If someone told me that I had like a day, like more than an hour, like a day, I don't know, this is a really stupid hypothetical, but it's like, if someone's like, hey man, you have the most aggressive fucked up cancer, it's given you exactly 24 hours, not a week, not 6 weeks.
And also, you'll feel no pain until the very end, then you'll just drop dead.
Yeah, you're going to be, you're at full strength, full speed. Like, I feel like I'm just going to start KOing people. Like, it's because the lottery thing we've ran through, and I've ran through with multiple people, like, the lottery thing is like, there's a bunch of different ways that could go. But, like, you got 24 hours to live, bro. How, you going to live it up? You going to jump off a building? It's like, no. I'm just going to go out, and I'm going to go, like, Grand Theft Auto, but no weapons mode, where I'm just, like, jogging behind people, like, go to brisk pace, and then just gang, like, just see if I can one-punch KO, like, every different type of person. Like, big fat guy, little old lady, like, jacked guy. Like, just see what kind of punch
power. You have 24 hours to live, and you're going to knock out an old lady?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Dude, what's going to...
You're going to be like Anakin Skywalker. You're just like, all right, 24 hours, you just go to a daycare and start laying people out.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it sounds stupid because it very much is, but it's like, if I can get away with it for a day, like, it would suck to immediately get caught, and then you're like, well, you're just in jail until you die. Like, you're just handcuffed to a bench while they process you. I guess it wouldn't matter. You're going to be fucking dead. But I like the idea of just being told, like, the clock's ticking. And then I just, like, I go out and I just full sprint as fast as I can.
I would probably just see if I could get some OxyContin or something.
Yeah, no, that's a part of it. I mean, like,
I'd be like, I should just, like, try morphine.
I would just go around, that's a good one. Go around to the CVS and see if they have any of the jacked pharmacy techs and avoid those. Because sometimes those dudes back there are, like, the Best Buy guys, like, the nice TV Best Buy guys. They're just, like, the yoked pharmacists. Just see one that's got, like, an old, decrepit, like, withered lady back there and a couple college kids. Hop over the thing and just start throwing right hands. Gink, gink, gink. Drop. And
they
then...
They keep the good stuff in the safe, don't they?
That's a good question. I think you're probably right.
Because I remember, like, whenever...
You've
like,
robbed one before, right?
Hmm?
What?
Yeah, I've robbed a lot. No, whenever, like... It seemed like you could pretty much just, like, rob everywhere for a while and, like, maybe get away with it last year.
Yeah.
Where, like, possibilities are really opening up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Some people tried to, like, rob a CVS or Walgreens or whatever. Right. But they did it really sloppily because they were like, ah, like, police are overrun right now or whatever. But they, like, broke into a safe or something and then left fingerprints everywhere.
That's awesome.
And... CVS was like, yeah, I mean, if you'd, like, stolen money from, like, if you'd just taken, like, milk or something or whatever, like, you would have gotten away with that, but you committed, like, a federal crime, so.
Right.
They're going to pretty easily track you down on that one.
Yeah, you're fucked.
That's why I stopped doing it. Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. I, 24 hours... I mean, the painkiller thing, like, the drugs thing, like, that was always my fantasy for, like, end-of-world scenario. Like, if you're, like, maybe there's 5,000 motherfuckers left and you're one of them, like, on the whole planet. Like, I'm going to go to the Ferrari dealership. I'm going to get in one of those things. Like, I'm just going to go nuts. Like, I don't understand. That if they had, like, a... listen, I know a lot of video game developers are listening to this. If you want to make a realistic, like, zombie or like, you know, The Last of Us, but it's not sad and, like, gay or whatever, you want to make, like, a realistic end-of-world zombie video game, you need to make it to where a guy that looks exactly like me finds out about the zombie apocalypse and then just goes to Walgreens and the pharmacy and gets all the pills and then goes and gets all the Mountain Dew from Walmart and then, like, goes and gets all the Rain, all the Bang, just kind of goes and through every shitty house in the neighborhood.
Just stealing worthless currency that mm-hmm. no one cares about anymore.
I'm trying to get all, like, I'm going through like all the bandos and stuff, all the, like, I'm just looking at any shitty house. I'm getting all the drugs, all the AKs, all the pistols and whatever from all the nice cars. And
I like how both of us were like, I could be like Gucci Mane for like an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gucci Mane that whole time was like, he was like, man, I should just like get my teeth fixed and then yeah. like just yeah. go to Milan.
Yeah.
And just act like a rich white lady.
Yeah,
just...
yeah. Guy lose 55 pounds and just go to the Cannes Film Festival.
He was living like the best life ever. And then yeah. he was like, man, I should get sober and just like drink mimosas.
Yeah.
And like get my toes done.
Yeah.
And buy 25 matching Bentleys, you know.
I'm over here like, yeah, end of world. I'm just going to become like a mid-level trap star.
I really want a chain that normally would cost $800, but I'm going to get it for $50. That's my, like, best-case scenario yeah. my whole life.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to track down an old Monte Carlo that doesn't work, and yeah. I'm going to somehow fix it.
Even though I don't know how to do that, I don't even know how to, like, change.
Rather than just... Because you're like, I only look at the broken down ones on Craigslist, so I don't know where to find the good ones.
Yeah, it's only... I think about movies like The Road, very dramatic retellings. Like, there hasn't been like a realistic video game or movie that I can think of that like would pander to guys like me and you, where it's like end of the world scenario. It's bleak insofar as the world's over, but it's like, I guess just people who are resilient, but in a really retarded way. So it's like, you're like, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to kill myself because that's stupid.
Mine would be like the part of Red Dead where you just like eat beans and ride around and you don't know what you're doing. That yeah, would be, yeah. That's been like most of my life, but with like a shitty Toyota also.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I think I'm just going to eat this like kind of gross food I found and then like walk around. I think I would end up doing that.
As a member of like a fully functioning society. You're like, yeah. like it's not so end of the world.
Falls apart, like yeah. I'm just gonna keep doing that and probably yeah. survive accidentally. I'm just gonna get domed by some like
marauder,
lost Cajun or whatever.
It'd be very funny if like you know the world population drops to like 2,000 and I'm one of them. Another one of those people is a guy who I know personally, and he sees me like nodding the fuck off, like on a bridge, like overlooking. He's like, hey, man, did you relapse? You on pills again, man? I don't know if I can handle that. I'd be like, you're like, I'm free. I can be whoever I want to be. I could be.
Yeah, I think the most stressful part of everyone dying would be like, you know.
Not being able to do
getting more followers and stuff. It's like, you know, now a lot of that, it's kind of a dead account now. And now I've got can you imagine like like vlogger survives yeah. or whatever? And she's
oh,
like,
"Oh, dude!"
So this week, here's our top 10 survival tips. I know last week we had 200,000 new subscribers, and this week with the whole apocalypse, I get it. Okay, I get it, but we only had 15 new subscribers, and I'm like, I know times are hard, but like try and hit the subscribe.
Yeah, you need to make sure. Yeah. And if you haven't subscribed to the Patreon, look, I know everyone's like killing their dog and like killing their kids and stuff. But I'm not counting. I'm not a penny pincher. I was at $800, and now for some reason I'm at $210. So, dude, imagine being the kind of guy who subscribes to like a hot tub Twitch streamer. Belle Delphine type, like in the middle of the end of the world, is like, well, I got to get my priorities in order. Like, I got to keep, you know, there's certain things like I won't let go of just to be a part of civilized society. Like, I'm not going to get rid of the beans. I'm not going to get rid of the Corolla. I'm not going to stop giving $1,200 a month to British 19-year-old girls who play, you know, play fucking Red Dead 2 in their underwear or whatever.
You know, we built a society and they can't take everything from us.
That, right.
Like that.
that, like in the
I'm rebuild. Still an American. I still love hot dogs.
Right.
And my family and Abella Danger and I love the band Chicago. I love the city Chicago. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to it.
What, you know, some of the people in Chicago, Hyde Park area, great people.
I think it would be it would be Chirac, great area. That's what I think. You know what? If this takes off, I'm going to learn how to make a video game, and I'm going to make the best.
You're not going to learn how to make a video game.
I will. I don't know how a computer works. I don't know how to get.
I don't think you're like not smart enough. I think you're not going to do that. It's like me being like, yeah, dude, I've been thinking about like starting a band. And you know, you're like, oh, what instruments? I'm like, dude, shut up. You like hate my dreams. You hate my ambitions. You know.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been practicing guitar, but you know, like,
yeah,
I could anytime I want to. I just like don't because I don't like music.
I guess they could just do like make like a GTA mod where it's like, yeah, it's the end of the world, and you can choose to be like the road Cormac McCarthy guy who like. Has a shopping cart and tells his son about the old days and they cry together. Or you could play on hard mode where you're fucked up on Percocet the entire game. Like, you can't load a gun. Like, you can't, like, the easy mode is, like, sober, you quit all your stuff, like, you know, you can, like, you have all your agility, all your shit, everything's there. Expert mode is, like, you are blackout drunk and on Percocet the entire game. When you go to sleep, like, you fall asleep, everything's blurry and dizzy and you're, like, throwing up. You wake up like you have 2 health left and you have to drink more or you're going to die. You have to find more pills. Like you wrecked a Ferrari into a bunch of dead bodies, so you got to find a new one. Like stat, because you can't drive anything else. It's not an option. None of the cars were unlocked. It has to be a fucking supercar. And then like the game itself, easy mode is long. We're talking 65 hours of gameplay. The expert mode where you're fucked up and you drive the Ferrari, it's 2 hours of gameplay, but it's the hardest game you've ever played in your fucking life. And it's kind of like the Dark Souls game where if you die, you lose everything. Like if you withdraw so bad on booze that you die, you fucking start back at the beginning. If you go to get some pills and you get eaten by like cannibal rapists or whatever, fucking back to the beginning. But look, man, I know that you think I can't do this, but I think if I were to pitch this to Activision or like whatever whoever the fuck made Assassin's Creed, Rockstar, they didn't make Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. I was like, this is GTA, I think.
Ubisoft or whatever. Like, I think if I was...
I'll tell you what I could go for. Some damn Boobasoft.
Yeah, and you know how you can pay for Boobasoft?
Dude, that was the worst lead-in I've ever seen.
You know what you can do if you have... hold on. If you have, like...
You know what a great place to keep your money is that you use
and your on cards. Percocet?
The Ridge Wallet.
The Ridge Wallet. That's right, folks. If you've got cash and cards, which I'm sure many of you do, and they're all maxed out, but you need a place to keep them anyway, like me. I have many maxed out credit cards that I won't throw away.
Or if you're like me and you got a lot of cash.
Yeah, you got a lot of cash. You're going to want to check out Ridge Wallet. Ridge Wallet is a... Let's see here. We got... we got to pull the copy up because I'm a fucking genius.
You don't have to say that you're pulling the copy up.
Yeah.
Here, let me tell you about it. All right?
Yeah, you tell me about the Ridge Wallet, man.
So, one thing that I like about it is it's got a... You can put either a cash strap or a money clip on it, depending right. on, like, your needs. Like, for me, I'm more of a cash guy. You know me, Jake. I like cash.
Yeah.
It's got a nice strap.
Greenbacks.
You could switch them out if you want. Pretty convenient.
And it holds up to 12 cards plus your cash. So if you're a guy who just has 12 cards and you've got cheddar cheese, which I'm sure many people who listen to this show carry lots and lots of cash and lots of cards that aren't, you're going to love the fucking Ridge Wallet. There are over 30 colors to choose from. Carbon fiber, burnt titanium is sick. I got the damn the tropical one. It's got, it looks like a Hawaiian shirt. It's like the Uncle Tito shirt from Rocket Power. They come with a lifetime warranty, and it's got RFID blocking technology that protects you from digital pickpocketers. So you can't get,
because if there's one thing you need to be afraid of nowadays, everything going on, you know,
topsy-turvy.
It's RFIDs.
Digital pickpocketers.
That actually did happen to me one time. That sucked.
Did it?
It was like, a gas station.
Let's table
anyway.
That.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
They're doing a really cool Jeep giveaway right now. With every dollar spent on the website before September 18th, you're going to be entered into a damn lottery to get a off-road optimized 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Or 50 grand cash that you could put in the wallet.
You can't. I don't think you can put that much cash in the wallet. But you can get, if you've got 50 grand, you can spend like 2 grand on wallets. And maybe that, maybe that'll cover it.
Yeah.
Without fitting the rest of the money in there. Anyway, the Jeep Gladiator, it's like a truck. It's got a bed in the back.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
We saw a video of it driving in the desert, and I was like, fuck, that thing's sick. You're going to want to head over to Ridge.com and use our unique code, PENDEJO. That's PENDEJO, PENDEJO, to get 10% off anything in the whole store. The whole motherfucker.
And that includes a chance of winning the Jeep.
Yeah, if you get 10% off and a chance of winning the Jeep. So
isn't that something?
That is the sickest thing in the world to me.
Yeah.
So if you have a leather wallet, I have a wallet that my dad's given me two gifts in my life. One of them was a predisposition for melanoma, and the other one was a Steve Harvey wallet he got at the Dollar Tree. I threw my old wallet. It says Steve Harvey on it in silver lettering.
That rocks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It sounds like a bad wallet that I wouldn't use.
It's a shitty wallet. So you're going to want to take your fucking big wallet out. Because big wallets are bulky. Ridge Wallet, slim line. This is a slim world we're living in. Micro, but big cash, big cheddar cheese.
Listen, folks, I had my old wallet. Let me tell you, if there's one word I'd use to describe it, it's bulky. And I hate that shit. I'll tell you how much I like the Ridge Wallet, all right? It's slim. It's slender.
Right.
It's a skinny wallet. My old wallet had a big picture of my son. It was framed. I couldn't take that shit anywhere. With the Ridge Wallet, you're bypassing all that bullshit.
You don't have to look at anything except your own fucking money and your own credit cards.
You can pull off your Jeep Gladiator, leave your dipshit son behind.
Anyway, one more time on the code. That's going to be ridge.com/Pendejo. They sent us a bunch of fucking gear. I'm super hyped on that shit. It rocks.
Yeah, Jake's super hyped.
I'm super hyped.
We're super hyped.
Sheesh. Once
and
again,
by the way, the last day for the drawing on the Gladiator is September 18th.
Right,
so
get
you
your fucking
act
shit
fast
in while you can.
Or track. Back.
You got
track,
it.
Blast. Having a blast on ridge.com/Pendejo. Thank you very much.
Brought to you by the Ridge Wallet. Thank you. All right. So what were you saying about getting your shit snagged at the gas station?
I don't know if it was because my I got hacked on pretty much everything last year, which is fine. You know, it happens. Because I was using the same password for too many things.
Right.
And then I think I answered an email that I shouldn't have. And so
okay.
No, that sounded really sketchy, but it was like
no,
it was one of those
I know what you're saying.
It looks legit, and then you click it, and it's like, ha ha.
I got you, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. No,
anyway,
I know exactly
my Steam account gets accessed like 14 times a day by some kid in Indonesia, and they don't have that much over there except for like volcanoes and like Rich Brian or whatever. So I don't really care that much,
right?
So I just let them. They don't spend money on it. They just look at games, I think. But
right.
But yeah, that either happened there or at this one gas station where people break in to those.
Yeah.
Not to gas stations. They do that too, but they, you know, like it has like the little
the
strip
skimmer?
On it.
You talking about the skimmer?
Yeah. I think one of those. They might have gotten me on one of those.
There was a bar in Houston that I went to that like I walk up to the I go to the up to the thing and the owner was like, well, not the owner, just the bartender was like, hey man, if you could pay in cash, that would be cool because like people keep getting their money stolen from here. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, we've got like there's a skimmer in one of these things and we can't figure out who it is. Like, we don't know if it's an employee or not. And I was like, what do you mean you don't? Like, obviously it's an employee. Like, I think he was just overwhelmed or whatever because, like, he was telling people. Like, I had heard a couple people at the bar, like, or my friends were there. They're like, yeah, it's just cash. They're not accepting card right now because they're having, like, security issues. And then, like, I don't know. Several months later, I went back there and that was no longer a problem. And I got, like, $100 taken out of my account. So I guess they just never fixed it. But it's funny to me to be like, hey, man, somebody here is stealing right now. Like, right when you're in here, like, as you're walking around this bar, there's a thief. We don't know who it is. He definitely works here, though.
It's like a, it's like one of the bartenders or barbacks just has, like, a French art thief outfit on.
Yeah.
Like, we can't figure out, and he has, like, a bag, and you don't.
It's got the money sign on it.
It's like
got
virtual
the
money just keeps, like, filling it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, like. I don't know, man. I just love that kind of like, hey, I'm not going to like try to solve this problem. I know it's my business. But that seems like it'd be really hard for me to do. So do you have cash? Do you have green money that that you could buy this alcohol with? I'm not going to fix this problem. So. Here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey,
man. I'll be in there. Man, I'll be in that thing stinking.
What do you mean?
I'll be in there stinking. I'll be making a mess. I'll be causing, I'll be accumulating, congregating in that pussy.
Oh, so you are talking about fucking. I didn't know what in there meant or.
I'll be in there.
Stanking.
I'll be in there stanking.
You'd be in. Where are you staying at? In it.
Yeah, I'm in it.
I'm in it.
Yeah, I've been staying in it.
I was reading about how, like, a lot of people are taking that medicine for animals or whatever, that like for COVID or something.
Yeah, it's called the damn vaccine.
Yeah, yeah. That for sheep, if you ask me.
Is it? And, no, yeah, the ivermectin.
Whatever, yeah.
Ivermectin, whatever.
And I was reading this, like, thread on Twitter that this doctor was, like, talking about, like, reading just reports of people that are, like, because it's a dewormer, and they were like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, because a lot of people, like, pinworms and hookworms are really common in the States. Like, a lot of people don't think, like parasites are, like, a big issue here. A lot of people fucking have them. They're fine. They're not. They're mostly harmless, but whatever. And it was, like, anyway, this doctor person was, like, you might have worms or you might, like, it sloughs off, like, your intestines. Like, you might just be losing intestinal lining. And I was thinking, like, the people who take this stuff. Like, the funny thing to me is that they're now copping to it being real, like the virus. Like, by taking it, by taking something that you think would, like, stop it, you're, like, admitting that it's real. And I'm assuming that at least some of the people who were taking this stuff at one point didn't believe that it was real. So that part of it, that little thing. The second part.
Are they taking it as treatment or as a preventative measure?
I think both. And I know that doesn't make any sense, but, like, you know, like, it's not.
I mean, it doesn't need to be a logical thing for people to be doing it.
No,
necessarily.
No. Somebody posted a screenshot. Like, I forget who it is, but she goes on to it. Like, these. She, like, infiltrates these ivermectin groups, and people give their their, like, feedback on it. I'm sure some of it's fake, but one guy was like, yeah, it worked. I have bacterial pneumonia. I'm good, though. Don't contact me. It's like. Bacterial pneumonia is, like, what you get when the doctor basically tells you, like if you get COVID and then you get pneumonia, it's like, ah, well, we kind of don't have any like room in here to like properly take care of you. So you can just like go hang out in the waiting room until like until it like stops.
No one's ever died from pneumonia though, thankfully.
Right, yeah. Yeah, thankfully no one's ever died of pneumonia. That's a good point. But it's very, like, it's, there's something very, like, I guess, I don't know, funny to me to be, like, a person who has skepticism about, like, what they believe to be, like, an operation, some sort of, like, mass culling of the human population, and their answer to that, and, I've, like, there are people that are like, oh, there's studies that show that it helps with whatever, even if that's the case, even if it, like, does help, I'm not, I don't think it does, but whatever, let's assume that it does. To, like, go to the feed store and be like, hey, do you have, like, a bunch of horse dewormer? And the guy's like, ah, hey, old Steve got a worm problem? And you're like, no, I don't own horses. I'm from Chicago. I came over here to the Upper Peninsula to the big feed store to get, I don't know, a gallon, 2 gallons of, what's it called, babe? Ivor? Anyway, do you have, like, bulk horse dewormer? I need to cleanse my children. I need to cleanse my, like, I need to.
I didn't think about the fact that people were probably giving it to their kids.
Yeah, no, like, it's, yeah, like, they're, like, because the whole it doesn't infect kids thing is, like, out the fucking window, obviously. So it's, like, and I'm, there, maybe someone's listening to this and they're mad because I'm getting something wrong. Hey, man, I don't care, like, at all.
yeah, how about this? Fuck off.
Yeah, but
it's Dr. Thomas and Dr. Jake over here.
Yeah,
and we're telling you, this is a bunch of bullshit for the most part.
Right, we're lying to you.
We're lying. We're liars. It's what we do.
Yeah, we're podcasters. So,
yeah, it's the most noble calling. You know.
Yeah,
the world's oldest profession, as they say, lying.
Mm-hmm. Who did Jesus kick out of his church for lying so much?
Were you saying it's Thomas or something?
No, never mind, man. It's not important. It's the money changers, I think, right? They were doing usury?
No, it wasn't for lying. It was for...
usury, yeah.
It was, yeah, it was in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Never mind, man. It was
he started
joke.
Flipping tables. No, I get it, but I... At first, I thought you were making a joke about the Apostle Thomas, and it was like, no, in the end, he was all good. He walked to India and started a church there.
Right. Like that. Do you think, so like, obviously the depiction of Christ that everyone knows is like an Italian guy that was like a model for painting. Apparently Michelangelo painted, anyway, the real Jesus was probably like 5 foot even. Do you think that like somebody in there, like if you're at the church, like if you're a big money guy and you've got cheese and you kind of like know the king or whatever, and some loudmouth like 5 foot guy walks into the place where you're like counting.
They
your
said
stacks.
He was 5 feet tall. I thought he was like short, but like
no,
not, like...
the I think it was I forget what it was like National Geographic or BBC or something. But they did like a deep dive into like the average height, like the average build of like somebody who lived in that area 2000 to 2030, 50 years ago. And it was like, yeah, he wasn't like they weren't like big jacked people. They were like short, like malnourished people. Like he was like if he was a carpenter, he had a good job. It was likely that he was like a middle class guy, but because it was a sought after position at the time. But he was not like a long haired, like, you know, chiseled dude.
No, he had like, long hair, didn't he?
I don't know. I don't remember that part of it.
I think it says in the Bible he had long hair and a beard.
But
that wasn't something they were like, oh, we got to make him more Italian.
Yeah.
Long hair.
Yeah, make him white.
It'd be funny if they, you know, it was like a modern Italian thing. It was like, yeah, he had a black greased hair.
Yeah, he had
a and
chain.
A wife beater.
Yeah.
And
a fake gold Rolex.
He was an alcoholic also.
No, like if you're like changing money... And some guy walks in, he's like 5 foot, and he's like, hey, cut it out. My dad works here. you probably whoop that guy's ass. I don't know if, like, if Christ was imbued with the same power as, like, the angel or possibly God that, like, wrestled with Jacob or whatever. But, I mean, maybe he was. He's the son of God. You think he probably has powers. I mean, he did. I guess he could do cool shit. But would it be right for him to use them in a fist fight? Because it says that he just, like, flipped the tables over and shit.
Well, it was the power of God acting through him.
Oh, yeah, righteous anger. Yeah, yeah.
What, are you stupid or something?
Did you not pay attention to
Are you questioning the sanctity of his actions? No, it was righteous indignation because it was in the house of the Lord.
Right,
you understand this? This is like, you know, it's like if you have a house party, right, and you're like, oh, I gotta run to the store, we forgot to get onions. If you guys could do anything but, like, piss on my couch, that would be sick.
Yeah.
And you, like, come back and people are pissing on your couch. It's like, come on, man.
I asked you one thing.
I asked for one thing. Right, honestly, it would be like if they were, like, they were having, like, chicken fights in, like, your grandmother's house, you know. It's like, come on, man, don't be having chicken fights here. This is whack shit, play it.
Like an Ave Bible.
Yeah. And Jesus and the Lord spoke and he said, man, get your ass away from that idol.
The hell you doing?
Fuck you doing building shit in your own image.
LOY, LOY, fuck.
And on the seventh day, a player took a nap.
But not only is it Ave, but it's like speaker box, the Love Below, like like early 2000s Atlanta, right? Like player's got
like, a player's, like, got to rest.
Yeah, player's got to get his fucking Z's in. That can't be good. That wouldn't be good to sell. Or
no,
right?
That would be bad. We that don't would support be stuff like that.
No, we don't support stuff like that.
But I'll tell you what company does. I'm just kidding.
Tell you what, no, that would be a yeah. Well, okay, never mind.
It's all in my head.
I think about it over and over again. I can't keep picturing you with him, and it hurts so bad. Yeah, it's all in
my head.
That song was super sick, man. Do you? Never mind.
I used to always do all my bench maxes to that song.
That's very, very funny to me. Really?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it was funny to me.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, gonna spin it, or, like, you were gonna be like, yeah, man, it's just, like, the emotions of the song. Like,
no, it would, like, I would be, like, before, you know, you harness your adrenaline or whatever. Yeah. I don't like to burn out too quick with that, because I can, so, like.
Yeah.
I'd be, like, just chilling out, you know, chuckling a little bit, and then I'd get to it. You know. You got your times where you need Five Finger Death Punch or whatever, or, you know, AC/DC, all the new stuff kids listen to.
Yeah.
Dude, we should start an AT&T, an AC/DC cover band.
That would be pretty cool.
It's just me and you.
Yeah, just, yeah. Which one of us would be Bon Scott?
I guess you.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You do that and drums, because I don't know how to play drums. Mm-hmm. And then you also do guitar and bass.
What do you do?
Are there any bongos?
There could be. We could do
I don't know how to play bongos.
We could do reggae AC/DC. Dude, that would be.
I can't have bongos. I don't. You would have to play those.
Mm.
Horn right. section.
That, yeah.
Actually, yeah. No, I could find my old violin.
Did you play violin?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I played saxophone. Orchestra as a kid.
I remember the music teacher there who was like, and this was never confirmed at the junior high or the high school, but he was a fucking weird. He was a weirdo, man. He was like
Is that why you're in a band today?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Just coping. Anyway, coping with trauma. He would take, like, a weird vested interest in, like, certain kids, and he would be like, you're throwing your life away, man. You could be a great saxophone player. It's like, dude, we don't live in a time where that is, like, a viable, like, your best.
He's like the Barry Gordy of Pasadena, Texas. Yeah,
literally, like, he was like I was probably like 13 or 14, and he was like, I would like not practice my instrument, or I would like skip class to go like skateboard and smoke weed or whatever, and I would like come back into class, and he would be like, you know, sad to see somebody who, you know, you have a keen ear for music, just throw it away. And at like at that age, I was like, dude, do you think saxophone players make money? Like, we do not live in, like, this is not like we're like Coltrane. Like, I'm a 13-year-old white kid who lives, I grew up in a trailer park. Like, I'm not like, I'm not playing, like, I'm not going to be at like Carnegie Hall or whatever, or fucking, like, I'm not opening up. Oh, second of all, the last cool white saxophone player, Bill Clinton. Okay, like, I'm not joining his ranks.
I think you are in a lot of ways.
In what ways would that be?
You're going to be the president someday.
That would be super sick.
Would you make me vice president? I think I'd do a good job.
Dude, I think that should be something that more people do. Like, you don't pick it for, like, a PR purpose. Like, you don't pick somebody who deserves the job or who maybe might run for president one day. You just pick, like, your buddy. Like, Mike. Like, you just pick a guy who you're like, yeah, we hang out. We great grill. He's not like my best friend, but because I wouldn't have my best friend do this. He's busy, but he's a good friend, you know? He's like a guy I know. He like fixes my car sometimes.
I made my boss from my old job vice president because I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Turns out we don't agree politically on anything, but yeah. You know,
turns out he's like a full blown Nazi, so
kind of backfired, but yeah. You know, what's the worst that could happen? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I know George Bush did like cabinet appointees. I forget the guy that he appointed to be head of FEMA was like his job before that. Was he like judged horse shows? He was just some guy he knew. I think his name was Mike Brown or something, which is like hilarious to me. Like, he's just a guy that was, like, at the dinner galas, and he's like, hey, do you want to be ahead of, like, the emergency, like, the thing that you need to be an expert? You could, like, he could have given him any bullshit job in the cabinet. It was like, what have you been doing lately, Mikey? Oh, I've been looking at horses. Do you want to run FEMA for, like, 8 years? like, there's one of those moves where you're like, man, like, sometimes, obviously, like, in cabinet positions, you know, like, you just toss a name in there, the guy that you work with or somebody that you're trying to push to be president later. Or it's just a guy that you, like, drank beer with in college who is politics adjacent but not involved in any way. Like, hey, Katrina just happened, right? Hurricane Katrina, everyone's really, really mad at me about that. And, like, a lot of people are dead. I know that your whole job was, like, seeing if a horse's dick was real nice and big.
Also, I feel like you make a lot of money judging horse shows if you're a big name.
Yeah, I mean, like, anything in the
equestrian. There's a lot of money in rodeo and stuff.
Equestrian
stuff? I don't know why that guy was like, yeah, I should be doing this.
Yeah,
I mean, power and.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody that I went to college with was like, hey, Jake, do you want to run HUD? I'm like, what's that? And they're like, housing and urban development. You want to. I know we did shotguns together sometimes, and you seem like you're doing pretty good. What do you got, the podcast now? Do you want to like make sure that everyone in America has a house? You seem like a guy who would be like mentally have the capacity to handle a task like that. Yeah, man, that sounds good. Yeah, I think I would really enjoy something like that. What would you like to be, Thomas?
I'd like to be one of the guards, one of the bodyguards.
You want to be Secret Service?
No, I want to be the main one. Oh, like I want to wear civilian clothes and just hang out in the White House.
Oh, so you're not like in the suit and you don't have the earpiece.
And live there. And then the chefs cook for me also.
What would be your meal that you would ask for every
day? Well, actually, I'll be the sprinkler guy at the White House.
Dude, being that White House landscaper has to be like, I don't. It seems like it would be very, very, very frustrating. Because imagine like all the security clearance you have to go through to like mow a fucking yard. Like, just like you, like you're vetted. Everyone you've ever known is contacted. Like, for sure, your life is upended. But you're just,
it's
like,
probably been the same guy for a while. Like, I doubt they switch him out very often.
Yeah, it's not just like a guy down the road who lives in DC. Yeah, good point. Like, just
like you become the new president, I doubt you're gonna be like, all right, first things first, we gotta fire the fucking lawn guy.
Yeah. That the most annoying thing that I always thought about being like a high up politician, not even just president, but like, is like, I do enjoy going to the store and just getting a fucking soda. Like, or just like go, like sometimes like to get in the fucking car, go get a fucking Dr. Pepper and like a thing of fucking Starburst. I feel like you get to like federal level senator, like maybe not state representative, but like that shit's out the door. You don't get to like at 11 at night, you're like, man, I want a fucking snack. Like a guy goes and does that for you. But I have to, like, that seems nice, but at least to me, I'm thinking like half the fun. Like, yeah, it's just getting in the car, like listening to a couple songs on the feeder road, getting on the freeway, going to a gas station a little bit out of the way because you just want to go for a little drive. You know, you don't want to be in the house. Like, you don't want to be stuck inside the house. Like, you don't do that, I think, like, as, like, a governor or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I'm being stupid, but
you think about it. I bet almost every day Greg Abbott's like, man, I wish I could just get up.
He's like, he's talking to his assistant. He's like, man, I just, you know, before all this crazy stuff, man, some days you just want to get up. And the guy's like, get up and what, sir? And he's like, that's it.
I'm imagining, like, I mean, Greg Abbott's like a sharper guy than I'd like him to be, you know, or whatever. Like, he's not entirely stupid.
No, he's not a dumb guy, yeah.
Yeah, it would be funny if he, like, went crazy and convinced himself that, like, as soon as he was not governor, he didn't have to stay in the chair anymore. Like, he's like, man, I think it's fucking bullshit that I have to sit in this chair all day just because I'm the governor. Am I right, guys? And they're like, that's right, Greg. We need you to sign off on this real quick.
Yeah, one time, my buddy was a Papa John's delivery guy, and driving around any capital, I imagine, sucks, but driving around the Austin capital can be pretty difficult. There's always a protest going on. There's always a marathon, always something. And so he was telling me that he got, like, a really big order. It was for the capital. It was, like, 30 pizzas. And he had taken a delivery to there before and made a good tip. So he's like, ah, sick. It's like one of the last deliveries of the day before his shift is over. He's just like, I don't remember what time it was, whatever. He's about to go home. And the normal, like, loaded, they do have, like, a loading place for, like, caterers and stuff to go in, but it was, like, blocked off. So he, like, needed to finish the delivery before. He's like, he said he drove around the Capitol, like, a bunch. And he told me that he, like, went in through a place. I guess he found out that you are 100% not supposed to drive a dirty, dented up car. Like, the only cars that go through there are, like, Denalis and, like, you know, like, they know, you know. And he, like, rounds the corner and there's, like, a barrier. And there's, like, a guy, like, walkie-talkie, and he's like, ah, you know, like, just like, which is funny to me because I was like, I immediately asked him, I was kind of skeptical of the story. I was like, dude, you got to go through checkpoints. And he was like, no, man, I just got up to, like, a place where I crossed this threshold and I was, like, not allowed to be there. And I was like, sick. So I'm going to choose to believe you because this story is so far very funny. What happened next? And he was like, well, I'm like, the guys are like, roll it down. Like, they're all, like, coming up and they've got, like, they're all, like, he said that they, like, weren't drawing their guns, but they were, like, very tense. And he's like, Papa John's. And they're like, you don't deliver through here. You don't bring pizzas through here. I don't know. Don't. Like, they just, like, letting him have it. And he's like, I understand that I fucked up, but this receipt, like, he's trying. He's like, I have so much pizza back here. Like, I know that I fucked up. The normal load in place, there was, like, people running by it, like, at the marathon. I don't know, man. I just need. And they were like, you got it. Wait here. And so he, like, waits there. And, like, I guess they call who they need to call. Finally, they get a hold of whatever intern, unpaid, I imagine, that ordered the pizza. And they, like, wave him through. And he, like, they, like, don't help him. Like, it's a lot. Like, he brings, like, he goes up a set of, he said he went through, like, three sets of stairs up and then, like, dropped it off on some, like, on some table. And so he, like, almost, like, dies. And then they're like, oh, you're good, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for the pizza. And he was like, this is, like, 150 pounds worth of, like, bread, like, pizza dough. And they were like, you got it. Thank you for your service. Like, he just, like, loads it up. And then on the way out, they're like, you have, like, you know, you have a good one, sir. And he was like, dude, I almost got, like, ventilated for a job that, like, barely pays me enough to, like, be alive.
It would be funny if they didn't tip him on that.
Yeah, though, that would have been. I didn't ask. I'm sure he got. See, he said the first time that he delivered to the Capitol, it was, like, good. But if they, like, were like, yeah, thanks, man, and then gave him, like, $1.
One time, whenever I delivered pizzas, it's funny because I don't work here anymore. But I delivered to this car dealership, and it was for, like, 20 people or whatever. And I didn't take the order over the phone, so I didn't know they wanted this, and it wasn't on the ticket. But I didn't label all the names of everyone's salad. I didn't right. put th- I didn't write in Sharpie the names on the package so that everyone would know what their salad was.
Right.
So they didn't tip me, and it was like $150 or whatever.
Right.
But they also didn't fill out the tip line or the total line.
Yes.
Right? But they did sign off on it.
Uh-huh.
So
I know where this is going.
Yeah.
I've done that before, many, many times, and I've told people who worked in the service industry. Some of them are like, "Yes, sir," and others are like, "You can't do that." And I'm like, "Listen, man, if you."
What's funny is like it was paid with a business card, right? So it's funny to not tip with a business card, but also the tip that I wrote in was like a very appropriate tip.
Yeah,
it was like 18% or something. Yeah, it's like what I would know. I was like, it's like what I would normally expect. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna $20. How's
that? Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, I've never gone buck with it, but I have done like I have written in stuff, and every time like I've had like the debate with several people who like I worked in the industry with, and then like not working in the industry but still friends who do, and I'm like, man, if somebody racks up like a $500-$600 tab. And they, like, sign off, but they don't tip. Whether or not it was a slip of the mind or an intentional snide towards you, like, dude, tip yourself. Like, what's the worst? Like, I don't think – I've tried to explain to people maybe they don't agree or they don't understand. I'm like, if you get fired from a restaurant job, like, I'm not trying to sound like a bootstrap guy, but, like, it is a fact of the industry that, like, you get fired from a restaurant job, you can go next door and be like, hey – you guys hiring? Like, it's one of the, like, construction and restaurant and, like, retail are, like, the three things you can be, like.
Yeah, to not get hired at a restaurant, you have to be, like, either you haven't worked at a restaurant before at all and you just approach it wrong. Because there's, like, a lot of little things you can kind of
do
that are weird. Or, like, you were just the least likable person on
Earth. And the ugliest motherfucker that's ever lived. Yeah.
Like, if you're a handsome guy and you're an asshole, they do not care.
Yeah, you make you a bartender. Like that, like, or a bouncer or something. Like, anything, like, yeah.
Whenever
like,
I worked at a nice restaurant, it was funny because one time this guy came in, dropped off a job application, and then just got wasted at the same bar.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that before.
He was like, here's my application. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. Then he, like, went to the bar and got a drink.
Well, I've done the reverse. I've been, like, already fucked up somewhere, and then I've been like, oh, fuck. I, like, don't have a job right now, or I need a second one. And I'm like, are you guys hiring? One time there was this guy. He was very cool about it, and he actually did end up, like, shooting me an email, but I never responded. But I was, like, hopelessly obliterated. And uh-oh.
What's up?
Oh, we're just glitching out.
That's fine. I can hear you and everything.
Oh, okay. I like went there and got drunk and then like asked for an application and the guy was like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Sure about what?" And he's like, "You've had like 9 beers, man." I was like, "Yeah, I just need a job." He was like, "I mean, okay, I guess." I don't know what the point of that story was, but
one time it's over when now. I worked retail, this kid was caught stealing and then asked if we were hiring.
That's respect.
It's ballsy. I mean, they didn't give him an application, but I was like, you should have, because that's cool. I like
that work ethic, yeah.
Yeah. You well, can't folks, buy something. If you it's can't like, hey, buy I can't buy this, but I'll work here till I can. How about that?
Folks, if you listen to this and you didn't think it was fucking hopelessly stupid, you need to go to patreon.com/pendejotime and drop us a sub.
And pay us $500.
Pay please. Us $500 in advance. Because we're trying to get 400 subs before the end of the month, and we're close, baby. So
we're closer than a... We're about as close as can be.
Right.
And that's all, folks.
All right, goodbye.